Let's go to Fremantle. They really were good last week against Collingwood. Terrific. And I think Justin Longmuir, JL's doing a decent job down there to restore a lot of pride and, of course, a lot of credibility to the Fremantle Football Club with a new generation of player. He's been there for a number of years now, Simon Eastoy. He's the Fremantle Head of Development. And he joins us on the program now to look ahead to that game on Monday night. Simon, thanks for your time.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very well, yeah. It's definitely better after having a really encouraging win last week.
That was encouraging, and it was very encouraging, I think, for the Freo fans. But they said you're only as good as your last performance, and you need to make it back-to-back wins against Hawthorn on Monday night. We have heard some news that Jesse Hogan may have left training early today. He didn't seem to be limping or have any discomfort. Is there any concerns regarding Jesse at all?
No, not at all. We've had a couple of training sessions this week, so it's merely just working on maintaining the training loads for players. And obviously with Jesse's history and he's been on the comeback from that injury, we don't want to push the guys too hard when we don't need to. So he got through training and he's putting himself up there for selection.
EC Sumer here, mate. How you going?
I'm very well, Summer.
That's it. Mate, look, you've been a fair few years under the Ross Lyon regime, and now with our man Justin, who's doing a terrific job. What's been the difference between the two? Because you've had both now, and you know, Justin's been nearly 12 months. What's the difference in your eyes between the two?
Look, I think that Justin's had a different approach to how we work with our players, with their coaches. I think Justin's approach to our team defence, just I think it's a refresh with all the elements of the game plan and just the emphasis, particularly with the players, on their own personal development, that they've really got ownership of it. And it's been a really encouraging sign to see how the players have embraced it and taken it on board and have really started to... I think we've seen... You know, some really positive quarters. We've seen some good games, but the execution of those structures has been probably the pleasing thing, and showing that to our fans and our sponsors that we've got the capabilities. We just need to make sure we do it consistently over four quarters.
Yeah, and that's what it seems like, that the consistency in their game is seen to be happening at the moment, which is great. Just another one, EC, and you're probably close to him at work, of course. Is Lobby? Is Lobb going to play more forward? I see him as a better ruckman. And I know, you know, this is only whispers that go around that he would prefer to play forward. But is his best position with the Fremantle Dockers in the ruck then going forward?
Yeah, it's a great question, Sumer. I think the thing about Rory is he's done it in both positions and had a big impact. And I think that we've seen particularly early rounds last year where he was rucking on his own. He did exceptionally well. And then at other times when Sean Darcy's played, he's had a significant impact up forward. So I think that he's got the skill set to play both positions really well. And I think I'd like to see he and Sean sharing those duties, because Sean actually gives us an excellent contest up forward when he is there. And I think that you can sometimes get caught in the situation where you keep one guy playing in one position the whole time and not have that positional flexibility that I think teams don't handle as well as if they know that Sean Darcy's going to do 90% of the contest. So me personally, I think I'd like to see them both split the role a little bit more.
Yep. And the final one for me, Eastie, is of course we can't go by not talking about Nat Fyfe, but I just see him at the moment, and I think this is why Justin, in my opinion, is doing a terrific job, is he's playing some of these younger kids in the midfield a bit more and pushing Nat forward and taking some pressure off Nat for now and exposing some of these kids who are the future, in my opinion, going forward and in Fremantle's premiership going forward. Is that a bit of a plan too, to maybe put Fyfe forward a bit to give these younger midfielders a go?
I think it gives us a huge amount of flexibility when he does go forward. We've seen that he can play as well as any tall player, even though he's considered a midfielder at this level. So I think also you hit the nail on the head there a bit as well with the young guys coming through. We're starting to see Chera and Brayshaw really find a lot more consistency over four quarters. Caleb Sarong's come into the team and is a little beauty who loves the contest. So it could really be a blessing in disguise for Nathan in that he gets to play midfield, but also, you know, from a longevity point of view, he's not getting bashed up every week playing four quarters on ball. So I certainly know that if you're coaching the opposition and coaching with the opposition and that five goes forward, you wouldn't be resting too easy. So he certainly brings that dynamic into our forward line that, you know, gives teams something to think about.
Yeah, well said, Simon. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. And I know the team will be announced later today. And good luck for the game on Monday night.
Thanks, guys. Thanks
Eastie.
Simon Eastall, the Fremantle Head of Development.